RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In theory, apps on your phone, B. Mitch, are there to make your life easier, better, more wonderful. In theory.
In theory.
I'm going to tell you about my ongoing battle with using and understanding the vaunted McDonald's app. I was browbeat by Grant and the boys last week. Oh, my God. You don't have the app? And they were just, you know, agog that I was not one of these guys. Like, they get free deals, you get free French fries, and you get accrue points, and get free points. I'm like, okay, fine.
I'm in. You might have accrued those points, don't you?
Well, okay, I'm in. But so this morning, I'm, you know, kind of rushing to make sure to get here to the studios on time, even though the traffic was very light. Good to see our capital city still not working this week. Some of us are. But for the most part, easy driving. But still, I was kind of rushed. And here's the thing about the app. I drive up to the drive-thru, like, are you using the app today? And I'm like, and I panic. Because now I'm like, well, I'd like to use the app to get points, but I just want to tell you what I want. I don't want to start poking B. Mitch at my app. Well, breakfast menu, combo meals. Sausage, egg, and cheese. I see biscuit. Where's the bagel in there? Yeah, hold on a second. They're honking at me behind. Yeah. That's what would have been the case. I like
to I'm in the line, to hell with the app. I'm talking to you.
I just like barking into the window, barking into the speaker.
I'd rather talk to the person. I'm not doing no damn app. I think what has happened, see, people don't get this. Apps and all that stuff has made us lazy as hell. Right, some of us don't need to be lazy.
I agree with you on that. My point is, am I supposed to preload my go-to breakfast order on the app and then have it one click, one finger, ready to fire in when I pull up to the drive-thru or not? If I got time, if the drive-thru's got two or three people waiting.
The app is so great, I should put it into the app, pull up to our car, and you should know I'm out there and bring it to me.
I should be able to hold my phone up
yes,
within 3 feet of the speaker at any McDonald's worldwide, and they would go, oh, hello, Fats. I mean, Mr. Zabin, your order is ready. All right, time to talk more NFL on this Monday. Here, it is our pleasure to say hi to Mike Jones of The Athletic. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. Doing good, Mike. What's happening, brother?
I'm good, and I agree with you. I'm not a fan of the apps. I mean, I'm so old school, I don't even like it when the Chick-fil-A people stand right there and, like, you know, want to tell you your order before you even get up to the board to look at the pictures, you know? So, you know, apps definitely fluster me.
Are they You mean you're saying at your Chick-fil-A experience, they're guessing your order?
No, they're standing like 10 feet. Yeah, they're standing outside.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And they're like, what do you want? And I'm like, well, I need to see the pictures.
You're like, whoa.
Yeah, get the hell out of the way. Well, I want you to move so I can see what's up there.
Sir, we have chicken. We have other chicken. And then we also have some healthy chicken. Which chicken would you like here at Chick-fil-A?
It just gets me all flustered, man. Like, let's not get too far advanced.
I know. Like a coach wondering whether to call a timeout or not down in the red zone. So the last two games of the day yesterday were absolute straight crack cocaine. As I like to say, when this league is on Mike Jones, it ain't got nothing on Walter White's crystal sky blue meth. It is so good. I was on the edge of my seat for both of those games. One high scoring, one low scoring. Why don't we start with the Eagles and the Bills? What was your big takeaway in that one?
I mean, just that you can never count Philadelphia out. There's a lot of concerning things about them, but their defense is so good. Their offense has the potential to be really good, and then it's just really perplexing how they can just go so cold. That they lack the counterpunch that they need once teams figure them out in the second half of games. But their defense is able to keep them in it and make the plays. It gets hairy and is very close, but I can't rule them out as a team capable of making a deep playoff run just because of their defense and the potential that they have on offense. And, you know, as far as Buffalo goes, I feel like the road is right there. The path is there for them, but I'm a little bit worried that they're so Josh Allen dependent, that there's nobody to win one-on-one matchups and make life easier for him. And so if he's at an off day, they live and die with him. And so that's why, you know, I think they could win a Super Bowl, but the other part of it is they might not, just because of the fact that if you're able to get to him and affect him, then there's nobody to really lighten the load for him.
Those two teams are different, but I'm looking at this. So the Eagles, okay, went to the Super Bowl. In the beginning of the year, they wanted to run Sirianni out of town.
Right.
Right now, they've been talking about Sirianni and other people in that town. And they, like you said, I understand they're a better team. Something is up with that team, though. And I don't think this year is going to be like they were last year. I think if they don't find something real quick, this just eking out is not going to happen in the playoffs. And then when I look at Josh Allen and crew, if they don't make it this year, it's time for them to start tearing that thing down and trying to go somewhere else.
Yeah,
I agree with you about Buffalo, that this is their best year. You got no Patrick Mahomes in the way. You got no Lamar Jackson. If you can't get it done this year, then, you know, they might have to make some drastic changes. You know, we'll see. Philadelphia, I don't get it, because they have all the personnel. They just don't have Kellen Moore. And he, I guess, was the brains behind that offense. Even though Nick Sirianni, when he first came there, they were good on offense. Kellen Moore helped take them to another level. They've just severely regressed. And Nick Sirianni saying, I got to do a better job of helping position them for success. Well, like, why have you not been doing that? This problem didn't just happen.
Yeah.
Why is it so hard for them to be able to, you know, think outside the box and be a little less predictable? Because, again, I think they had 16 net yards in the second half yesterday and no points. that shouldn't happen. You shouldn't jump out to a, you know, multiple, you know, double-digit lead. We saw them jump out to a 21-point lead against Dallas and lose that game. You know, it shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, can they flip a switch once they get to playoffs? I don't know.
Fun fact, the Eagles have three games. There's been 10 games this year, Mike, in which a team had fewer than 5 passing yards in a half. The Eagles have 3 of those 10 games. That is hard to do. And you're right. I don't understand how a single quarter.
Place.
I know. I don't know how a single coordinator can make such a difference that you can't make a tasty sandwich or meal out of A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Goddard in the mix, and, you know, Mr. Reverse jump over and hurdle you guy in Saquon Barkley. How do you not make good offense with that on a weekly basis? It's a mystery.
Yeah, it's you've got plenty of toys to work with. You know, it's really odd to me.
All right, what about the going for two? I've heard compelling arguments both ways. Some people say it was idiotic because the Eagles hadn't moved the ball and all the momentum at home was on your side. Others were saying that the Bills' defense was gassed, even though they were holding him in check, and that Josh Allen's foot wasn't right. What did you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that Josh Allen's health was an issue, and I think that they're like, hey, look, let's go for the win. If we don't, I mean, it's not the end of the world, but they would rather not risk, additional pounding, additional injury. Yeah, you would like to have the win. Yeah, you would like to be able to, improve your seeding. But in the grand scheme of things, what good is your seeding if your quarterback isn't right throughout the rest of the playoffs? Yeah. So I kind of understand that.
Last thing about Josh Allen. I understand he plays at a high-risk style. And I don't mind when he makes a high-risk play to try to get a really good gain. Diving through guys, over guys, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot get over, Mike Jones, the indulgence on the Josh Allen idiocy. The first fumble that led to, the ball bouncing backwards 30 yards was an idiot play. And I don't care how good Josh Allen is. I don't care that he's the reigning MVP. Those are game-losing plays that are so self-indulgent, where that play was clearly done and dusted. It had nothing going on. Dump it out of bounds. And he does this, I'm going to tuck it, and I'm going to roll. Oh, I lost the ball. This would drive me crazy. Even MVPs, Mike Jones, I don't think should be immune from getting ripped for idiot plays. That was an idiot play.
It was, but I think that some of it is the mindset that he always feels like he has to make something out of nothing.
But
instead of being like, let me cut bait, live to see another down, And he gets so wrapped up in that, knowing that he's got nobody to throw a jump ball to that's going to snatch the ball out of the air. He's got to make something magical happen, and he gets himself into trouble.
The fact that you said but tells me you're on the side of, well, even I can't rip him too much.
You know what, though? I think this is what he has become, and this is what that team presents.
But you don't have to be an idiot.
Get it done. And I believe coaches that do that with quarterbacks, some guys are just bigger and tougher like he is, but you're just setting them up for injury to happen.
Fourth and four in the pocket, swimming through a bunch of defenders, fine. Make a risky move. On whatever down that was, 20 yards behind the line of scrimmage, all the way out to the boundary, just throw it away.
Last week he almost took a safety when he was scrambling 30 yards back.
Oh, and he stuck the ball out of the end zone. Yeah.
I know. And it is the toughest thing because I really like him personality-wise. I saw the feature on his hats that he wears to every game. They're designed by kids that are in the hospital battling cancer. So he wore that hat after the game, which had this really weird drawn buffalo. And it was like, okay, whose kid drew that? It was part of the contest that he has for the kids. But you're right. This is the year, B. Mitch, that it's either going to happen for the Bills, who are not going to go in as your AFC East champs for the first time in 5 years, or there's going to be real pain next year. Let's flip it over to the night game. The Niners are incredible in their ability to just keep coming and keep coming with big names going down. And I've been a pretty kind of guy, Mike. He's winning me over. Last night, best game I've ever seen him play.
Yeah, it's been really impressive to see the way his confidence and aggression has grown. Before, he was just making the right throws. Now, he's pulling the ball down. He's using his legs. He's playing with a little swagger, and it's paying off for them. It's just, I don't know if it's the pressure of seeing, wow, I've got a pretty good backup in Mac Jones. Better ball out so they don't switch to him. Or what? But he's balling out. And really, they are the poster child for what the perfect marriage between a head coach and general manager can produce. John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan came there together. There's no ego between the two of them. They work hand in hand on their philosophy of what they want this team to look like. So they draft and develop the talent. It's not like you're giving me a linebacker that I don't want. They are on the same page. And so when your all-pro defensive end goes down or your all-pro middle linebacker goes down, you've got a guy that you've developed and you've drafted, you've been on the same page, you have the same vision for him, and you've groomed him to step into that role. And we've seen time and time again that they've had injuries and they're able to plug somebody in there, and that doesn't happen unless your front office and your coaching staff are on one accord.
But I think they've had, like I was mentioning that earlier, that they've had the time to do that where now you see that. And Washington went to the NFC East or NFC Championship game last year, and they tried to go for it this year. They got to get back into the mold of what San Francisco is. Yeah. Have some year, you got to have those 3-4 years of a draft, and you select certain people in free agency, and you got to hit with them. You know what I mean? And then you may have that opportunity. But to expect them to have injuries and still perform this early in year two, it was too soon. I think that they when you see that, like Detroit last year in a divisional round, hell, they had 31 people get hurt last year. This year they had those people get hurt again, and they're out the playoffs. So you gotta build the foundation, and I think that is necessary. And you have to do that without worrying about what the outside is saying. You got to know that I got to set this up, and then we can go and we'll figure it out.
It takes patience. I mean, they rolled with Nick Mullins at quarterback sometimes. Nate Sudfeld. I mean, we were not like swinging for the fences every year. They were drafting and knowing, okay, hey, we want to win, but it's going to take some time, and we're not going to panic and reach, like, you know, and get over eager and overestimate where we are. And now you're seeing that work really pay off.
Yeah. They start the year in a cap purge situation because they had overextended themselves. Then Brandon Ayuk goes completely off the reservation, doesn't even play for him this year. You got McCaffrey with a sudden, 11th hour injury right before week one. Every fantasy owner is like, what the hell? Why didn't you tell us about this? They played chunks of the season with Mac Jones, who they acquired specifically, Mike, because they knew he fit what Shanny does well, and he saved their ass for a good chunk of the season without Purdy. They played a chunk of the year without Kittle. They lose their two all-world guys in Bosa and Warner, and they keep coming, and they keep coming. Hell of a job by them and a hell of a year, and they got the road to play in the Super Bowl in their home stadium if they can finish the job. We'll see if it happens. All right, let me get your 2 cents on the Commanders as they head toward this Week 18 game against the Eagles. What's left to pick through, and what do you think the basic shape of the offseason might look like?
Well, I mean, it's unfortunate that, I mean, they've, mortgaged their future as far as they have draft picks that they would have if they hadn't gone after Marshon Lattimore. I know Laremy Tunsil is, a really good left tackle, but that's more draft picks you lost. So they need to get younger and more explosive, but you can't really build fully through the draft when you're so limited. So they're going to have a really balanced approach. They're going to have a lot of cap space.
Tons of it.
but at the same time, you don't want to just go after rock stars. And, we've seen spending sprees here that don't work. You got to make sure that you're finding the pieces that really fit with the coach's philosophy. And we'll see what happens. But we know that they need pass rushers. They need defensive backs, and continue to build up your line. I'd like to see them add another, more impactful running back, and we'll see. But there's a lot that they need, and you're not going to fix it all in 1 year.
No. I think the defensive side, Tunsil is going to be here for a few more years. So I think that works out with what you lost with those draft picks. But when you look to the defense side of the ball, if they get better pass rush, the average the guys that may be average defensive back look a lot better just because of that. They had 7-on-7 passing. Dak had 7-on-7 pass time.
Yeah, it was bad.
Now, if you can't move the guy off his spot, you're going to have problems. I don't care who your defensive backs are, but if they get some pass rush, the guys will look even better.
Yeah, I mean, look at Emmanuel Forbes out there with the Rams. He was not good here, but now he's playing on a defense where they get after the quarterback up front, and that helps him out. So that just really shows hand in hand, it's not just about one guy's skill level. It's about the whole puzzle, and they need guys up front to help make life easier for the guys on the back end.
There you go.
You know who's gettable? Because getting good edge production via free agency costs an arm and a leg and is very, very suspect. Teams just don't give up guys like that. The one guy that's gettable, although you have to add draft picks, Mike, is Max Crosby. Would you dare consider a trade for Max Crosby?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
I mean, yes, he's really good. For how much longer? I hate giving up draft picks.
I do too.
For a guy that, I mean,
and he's going to want new money.
This year he was down. It was, you know, a little. It was a down year for him. Even though, you know, he's so good, it was not the same level. He's had injuries and things like that. And like you said, he's going to want money. No, I want to see the patient approach, like we see in San Francisco, like we see with the Rams, building through the draft. You know, making a few select moves in free agency or trade, but really hold on to your draft picks and build that way.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, I would at least make the call, Mike, because much like fantasy football, real NFL works. Call the dumbest team first to see if they're willing to do something dumb. And I think the Raiders are the dumbest team. So it's them one, it's the Jets two. See if either one of them are interested in doing something really dumb. Be where I start.
Or just roll your dice and hit one big in the draft.
Yeah. But just put the call in just to see. All right.
Mike,
always a pleasure. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate
today. We'll
you, brother.
Read your stuff in The Athletic, of which I'm a proud subscriber. Great work.
All right. Appreciate
Thank you.
You guys. Have a happy new year.
Yes, right. There Take you care, go. Brother. Mike Jones of The Athletic. All right. Let's take a break here. Phone calls on the other side. B. Mitch, you want to go and swim in the pool on a Monday?
Yeah, I guess we'd go do that.
Don't sound too enthusiastic. 800-636-1067 is the number. What is your shape that you see for the Commanders off season as we are in wreckage week? One more week to go, one more game to go, and then the long dark night sets in on Commanders Nation. It is B. Mitch and Finley Zabe sitting in for JP.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Don't always get what you deserve, especially not in the NFL. It is the most unpredictable, chaotic, what the hell did I even just watch, league ever created. And that is why, B. Mitch, it is so damn popular.
Yeah.
And I'm not turning around a possible incredible rebound next year for the Commanders, where they slingshot from four wins to maybe even winning the division. Hell, look at what the Patriots did with Vrabel. Now, we're one of the few teams down there in the muck that don't have to worry about coach or quarterback. I was just looking at the teams that are down there in the mud with the Commanders. The Raiders are probably going to have to fire Pete Carroll, right?
After 1 year?
Don't you think?
I'm just saying, that's 1 year veteran coach.
They also don't have their quarterback. My friend Geno Smith gutted it out yesterday, left the game with a busted up ankle, but it's pretty clear he ain't the guy. So they've got to go searching there. The Giants are going to be hiring a new coach. They don't know who.
Mm-hmm.
And they think they got their quarterback in Jackson Dart, who once again was running around taking big hits
if
at the goal line.
Get him to change his mindset.
Well, he said, well, am I supposed to be like Peyton Manning? I'm not a pocket passer, okay?
Well, you don't have to lower your shoulder on linebackers, though.
The Jets, I think, have to fire Aaron Glenn, whether it's his fault or not, because...
They already said they're not.
Okay. Well, then, good luck.
Yeah.
The Patriots humiliated them yesterday, and the Jets do not have a quarterback, not even close.
No.
The Titans are in the market for a new coach, but they think they got their quarterback in Cam Ward.
Yeah.
He's shown flashes, but they've got such dog meat around him, it's hard to truly evaluate. Arizona should absolutely fire Jonathan Gannon. They probably will. And they also don't really have their quarterback because they're probably going to move on from Kyler Murray. Mm-hmm. So they're in a bad spot. Cleveland is going to stay with their coach, who at times makes unbelievably inexplicable decisions.
Yeah.
But overall, Stefanski's solid. And their quarterback, they're hoping Shadur comes along like he has. I think the positive is he's been non-awful so far, even though the numbers have been meager. He keeps losing guys as targets, though. They lost Fannin Jr. yesterday to an injury. He's been a real surprise for them. So they're going to keep running the Shadur thing into the offseason, and he'll be the starter for week one. So at least the Browns have a direction. Thank God the Commanders have a coach and a quarterback. They're not even going to deliberate. So that puts them in a good spot.
Yeah.
Now we just got to lose a game and get a lot of help. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. What should be the Commanders' general shape of the offseason? I have said, offense, good luck. We're focusing on the defense. We're going to triage the defense. Others disagree, and that's fine. That's why we have sports radio. Joel and Bowie, you are first up on this topic. Hello, Joel.
Well, gentlemen, first of all, B. Mitch, it's always an honor to speak to the new Hall of Famer, and the bus is fueled up. We're ready to go, bruh. And I can't say, but this sounds like Steve Zabin, but I know Steve Zabin is in parts unknown, right?
No, you're listening Zabin. To him, yes. The radio beast has spit me up like a undigested chunk of food, and I am here today. Thank you for noticing.
How you doing, dog?
I'm doing great. I'm getting to play with some of the regulars here on this great station. Honored and thankful for the opportunity, taking the reps.
Yeah, they told me you were up south picking cotton for pill bottles.
Damn. Up south.
Okay.
So what is the off season? Give me the off season, generally speaking, in your mind.
Oh, we gotta concentrate on defense and find at least one or two receivers. They got to have some height. They got to be able to catch. They got to be able to run. Those are very important things. And they got to have the heart of B. Mitch.
Well,
if
you
they
can't,
got that,
listen, scientists have been trying to replicate the heart of B. Mitch in laboratories, and they have come close. There have been some promising breakthroughs, but no reports of being close to replicating the.
Gonna be hard.
Beating chest of old number 30. Let's go to Eddie in Fort Washington. You are next up. What's the shape of the offseason, Eddie?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, look, I got a scenario here because you guys are always talking you can't do it in 1 year. So I look at this like, okay, where are we closest at, offense or defense? I think it's obviously offense with the quarterback in place. Sure. So why not take a run at Pickens, free agent, and then potentially low-round trade for Ayuk and San Francisco, and then use your draft picks on the defensive side of the ball. Now, however, if one of the two wide receivers doesn't pan out, you're not able to get him, you may be able to get the kid out of Ohio State, Tate. And then there's also Ruben in Florida. So I think that would be a good option. Fix one side of the ball first.
But yeah. I think you got to fix the defensive side. The defensive side is really hurt. You got to get that at least up to being consistently above average. Pickens is not leaving Dallas. Jerry's not letting Pickens leave. They're going to franchise tag him, and that's that. Ayuk, I keep hearing everybody say Ayuk, just because he and Jaden were friends.
I'm like, no.
A guy that gets that money and then decide I don't want to deal with it and just go like, I don't want to deal with him, to be honest with you. I think, listen, receivers are probably the easiest thing you can go out there and get in a draft, or you get some free agent or somewhere along the way. But your defense better be able to stop somebody. You know, they put pressure on Jaden so much because the defense can't stop anybody. And he has to go out there and put himself in harm's way. I need them to get the defense up to par.
Hey, B. Mitch, I somewhat agree with you, but listen to this. Listen, the reason why so much pressure on J.D. is because there's nobody can win one-on-one except Scary Terry. And if wide receivers are that easy to just find, then why haven't we only had one for the last 20 years?
We had poor drafting.
I mean,
poor brain trust.
We had a group that was here before that didn't try to get
Monk,
the right people
Clark
around.
And Sanders. We haven't had two receivers since Monk, Clark, and Sanders.
I would disagree with that totally. Pierre and Santana Moss were some badasses.
Yeah. Come on now. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Jupe in West Virginia next up this morning. Hello, Jupe. What do you say?
Fellas, two legends. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, fellas. Hey, nothing much. My idea for this offseason is, and B-Mitch, you know, I've been preaching this all year, chemistry. We need more chemistry. And it's hard to build chemistry with a team when it seems like every year we're turning over half the team. AP can't keep doing these one-year deals. We need multiple-year deals with these players. That means so he can't go get these rentals, these older guys. He's got to really
get younger guys, though.
You got to
draft the younger guys so they'll be here for at least 3 years.
What they did last year,
you're not wrong,
they're not
Jupe.
Doing that again this year.
You're not wrong, Jupe, but what you're also saying, and without saying it, is they just got to get younger. Which is why I think they've got to get out of the old guy business, even when the old guys like Wagner had a great year.
Mm-hmm.
Even when the old guys are like, hey, you know what? If you extend and keep going on with these older guys that get paid money, you're just delaying for another year a younger guy who could be coming up in his spot.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's my point. Also, too, I think two keys are important for a successful season is that chemistry, also a full training camp with all your starters and players. We can't have another Terry contract situation because you see how it threw everything off for everybody. So that's all I got for you fellas.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you for the call. I agree with you that it's easier to get a third, fourth, fifth round wide receiver bonus baby than almost any other position.
Yeah.
Because there's so many receivers in today's modern game, college game, which is like the pros, and they're running 3 and 4 wide out sets all the time. So guys do slip through the cracks. Terry is a prime example.
Third round pick.
Yeah. Cooper Kupp, third round pick.
The 7-on-7.
Puka Nacua.
Yeah.
Fifth round pick.
The 7v7 thing makes receivers and defensive backs ready.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's what I mean by you can get them. I know fans want everybody drafted in the first round. You're not going to do that. Everybody ain't going to get drafted in the first round. And you go look at some of the greatest players they ever played, they were not drafted in the first round. You can find them in second, third, fourth, fifth. But you got to have some of those positions from other positions from the first round every once in a while. Your pass rusher, you go find one of them. That changed your whole damn defense up. You get one pass rusher who consistently can make a quarterback move. The Houston Texans, their two guys, quarterback can't stand where he's at. He got to move.
No. Yeah.
So you just get one or two because they got Hunter, I think, came. They picked him up in free agency. The other guy was already there, and now they're meeting at the quarterback every damn play.
Yeah. The Texans' defense is so good. They may carry that offense, which is still wheezing, all the way to the Super Bowl, depending on
how
tough, it goes.
They're tough, man.
They are nasty tough. Speaking of guys that can get to the quarterback, a former Commanders / Redskins / football team standout had one of the few plays that made you go, wait, what, yesterday? Plus, there was another. I want to get to them next. B. Mitch and Finley here on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ward in trouble. Chase Young ripped it away. Young on the return. Young at the 10, 5, touchdown. What a play by Chase Young. He just stole it from Cam Ward and went the other way for 6.
That was one of the best plays of the weekend, but it wasn't actually the best play. It was the second best play as the former top pick of the Commanders, although he was picked as a Redskin last year of being a Redskin. I'll have to look that up.
I think
Chase Young, the can't-miss guy.
Yeah.
You said can miss earlier on the show, B. Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, but sometimes they miss.
Yeah.
Chase Young, who everyone thought was a, oh my God, there's no way this guy won't be awesome pick. Now on his third team, Washington to San Francisco, now by way of Tennessee, or excuse me, New Orleans.
Yeah.
With a long loop around pass rush. He keeps going, high motor, and then strip sacks Cam Ward by just going, give me that. Like an older brother stealing the football from his younger brother, mm-hmm. and then runs the other way 30 yards, holding the football like a lady's purse into the end zone. I showed you the play during the break. What'd you think?
It was a good play. Damn good play. And it popped up on TV as well. Come running in, and quarterback got to secure that ball. You take the sack, but you don't give up the damn ball as well. So it's he was Johnny on the spot on that
Are
point.
You as stunned as I am that Chase Young did not work out?
Yeah. He had the athleticism. This seems to be a thing where people from this area have a tough time producing in this area. You know what I mean?
I guess so.
It just seems like that. He had all the gifts, you know, but you got to have more than just the gifts.
You have to have,
you gotta have the right situation. You got to have the want to, because like you have Big John would always say, the best player go to the worst teams.
Right.
And then you expect them to play great. You got to have something in place. And when he was drafted here, believe me, it was a lot that was not in place.
Yeah.
So
he always projected like, all right, this guy's really about his craft. And look at his body.
Yeah.
Built like a freaking Adonis.
Mm-hmm.
And he sounded committed. But then I started to get fed stories. Because, you know, we in the media, we get fed stories. Mm-hmm. And you know about this? I was like, ooh. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. And then another story. Like, damn, that's the second story I've heard about this guy.
But you know, like what I said about AJ, the stories work when you're not producing on the field.
Well, the stories come out of the woodwork when things are not working.
If you're producing on the field, the same story, you'd be like, what the hell? Who cares?
I know, but part of the reason that he didn't work out was he did not have the want to. He was mm-hmm. not diligent in keeping his body in shape, his practice habits, the whole thing. He had relied on his supernatural athletic talent to get him to this point, and then he just quit.
I always tell people, it's easy to get drafted. It's hard to stay.
There you go.
Because if you keep doing what you've been doing before you got drafted, you won't be around very long.
Amen to that. Dennis in Upper Marlboro, driving with his windows down, joins us now on B. Mitch and Finley. Good morning, Dennis.
What's up, Dennis?
I'm rolling up now. How you guys
okay,
doing?
No problem, brother.
Doing
What's
good,
up,
man?
Hit me out. I got something for you guys. So I like Travis at the end, at running back, or Kenneth Walker.
Okay.
Because we need a running back that can actually be a game changer. I like drafting from the defense and then pick up Ayuk and keep Debo. And I think we can have a good offense with that. What you guys think?
Oh, boy.
This Ayuk thing is what is the thing that you enthrall about with Ayuk?
So Ayuk and Jaden, I think they got a chemistry that I think will work out.
The chemistry that hadn't been together for how many years?
Years. Too long.
But the thing about Ayuk, okay, he got his money. He got hurt. Then he just say, I'm not playing.
Here's what I would require if it was possible to require this. I would require Jaden to stand in front of a podium, in front of a mic, and vouch for Ayuk before they signed him. To literally say, I'm posting bond for my friend. I'm posting virtual NFL free agency bond. I will say that this guy is misunderstood. He will produce for us. I vouch for it. That's what it would take, and I don't think that's ever going to happen. I'd be very leery of that. As far as the Debo thing, look, Debo had an acceptable year. It wasn't eye-popping. It was good. But I'm just like, he's about to turn 30, and is he still the Debo that was Debo of 4 years ago? And I think the answer is no.
So well, we need a bona fide number two for sure.
I know we do. I know
we get
we
that
do.
From.
I don't know. I didn't know ATN was purchasable. That's intriguing to me.
ATN is a free agent, and Kenneth Walker is a free agent.
Yeah, in theory, purchasable because you know you never know if they're going to re-sign or if they could get franchised or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, Jeremiah Love could be right in our wheelhouse if the Commanders are sitting at 4, 5, 6.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go that route,
safety or edge. definitely for that pick because we got to get a top defensive player that's a game changer.
I agree. Thanks for the call.
Yep, you need that.
Let's go to Vic in White Marsh.
They go all defense. I wouldn't be upset.
Hello, Vic. How you doing this morning?
Hey, guys. How you doing, man?
What's happening, Vic?
Did you watch the Pittsburgh-Cleveland game, the whole game?
I watched most of it, and my eyes are still reeling from most of the game.
There was a play in the game. It was number 5 on defense. And that taunting stuff, man, that's got to go, man. These guys should be more disciplined. During the Vince Lombardi era, that never would have happened. And they
Vince Lombardi
the
was gone. Vince Lombardi
had,
too long
they
ago,
were driving
bro.
Up the field, Pittsburgh, and it was 4th down, I think, and he had to make 4 yards. He taunted the guy, and then he hit him and knocked him down, and he stopped the play. But then they got a 5-yard penalty, and they got a 1st down. Doesn't make any sense.
There's a couple things in the game. I hate how the NFL is now calling flopping. They're falling for flopping. They're worse than Earl Hebner, WWE referee, legendary for missing the steel chair being used. Like, oh, didn't see that one, but I saw the retaliation. Yeah. Wake up, for God's sake.
I understand what he's saying about the taunting aspect. And no, if you're going to hurt your team, you shouldn't be doing it. But the referees miss a lot of crap. And the league calls stuff so weird these days. I don't know what the hell is going on half the time.
Now, guys, when they get a big first down, they want to do a little finger point, but they got to be careful the finger pointing doesn't look like a pew pew.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'll get a penalty for
that. Yeah, yeah.
Which is absurd. Let's go to Mike in Ashburn next up. Hello, Mike. What do you say?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Good, man.
Running back is the least of our worries. I think we got a good running back room. I don't think if Eckler comes back at any, if we keep him at all. But I think the main thing we need a tight end that can catch, and that's we have our blocking tight ends fine. We need, because sin is not the answer, that's for sure. So we need a tight end to catch, keep the offensive line together. I don't mind bringing Debo back. I don't know what kind of number he'll be, but I don't think we really need a receiver. I think if we get Debo back and we get Terry back, you know, that'll be our top two. Defense, of course, is the most needed, and you guys already stated that. And we could use anybody from defensive ends. Now, I know we're going to get healthy again by the end of the season, so you got to kind of evaluate from our guys that are going to be actually healthy again and figure out who we need the most of. But defense, definitely the one. But I think offensively, catching tight ends so big in this league right now. I mean, they're game changers. You look at all the great teams that have great tight ends, and, you know, as good as our man was, he's done now. And we need to really concentrate on that because Sen is not the answer, and we need to get a tight end and keep the offensive line together and keep Debo. And I think go all defense besides that.
To your point on that, the Bears were getting ripped for taking Colston Loveland because they didn't think he was the better of the two tight ends that went high in the draft because he got to a slow start. He really wasn't. He was, like, inactive for a game or two early in the season. They already had Cole Kmet, who's pretty good pass-receiving tight end. That Ben Johnson knew we need more tight ends.
Need time.
This is an essential part of the modern NFL, and now Loveland is killing people.
See, my mindset, I'm with him on that. Everyone keeps talking about the receiver. You get a tight end that can win those one-on-one matchups consistently.
Yeah.
That is your other receiver.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
And then he opens it up for your outside guys because now that linebacker is going to need some help. Safety got to cover him over the top. Well, you get one-on-one outside, then they can start cooking guys. I believe if you go defense, you got to get a pass rusher. You may get two of those. And you get a tight end, a legitimate tight end. Those three positions
that
right there
will help
change your football team drastically.
Yes, they will. Let's go to Greg in Alexandria. You are next up. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Zabe. Hey, B. Mitch. How are you guys?
What's happening, man?
Happy holidays.
Same to you, brother.
What do you got? Hey, real quick, I'm up against a break. I'm sorry I put you on right now. I'm looking at the clock.
I want to take you back about 7 years. It was about this time in 2009, you, Solly, and Scott had a radio show on the American Forces Radio and Television Network. I wrote you an email, Smat. I don't know if you recall, in telling you that I appreciated the work that you guys did and that every afternoon the fellas and me would listen to you three, and it took us home, and it was just kind of a little voice of America while I was there. You remember that?
I do. Thank you. You're in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
God bless you guys. I remember that letter and that email, and that was wonderful, and I thank you so much. I'm going to put you back on hold if that's possible. There's hold right there. Got to take a break. We'll turn into halftime adjustments. There's more calls coming in now. We have no great easy answers for the offseason, but there are some intriguing ideas, so we'll keep exploring that. B. Mitch and Finley, Zabe in for JP on the Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more. At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.